Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
South Africa. We are the Tastemakers. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our global listeners around the world. And this, I have to say, it's a gloomy
for once
Tuesday
it is.
Morning,
yeah, it's gloomy.
Right?
It's gloomy, miserable out there.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's any rain in store. However, those clouds right in back of you over there, Mark, look like it's going to be dumping pretty soon.
Rain is looming.
Yeah, but I got to say, I kind of like it a little chilly this morning.
Yeah, sure.
Weather-wise, I like it chilly. I don't like this looks because these looks get you down in the dumps and feeling, you know, gloomy like it is. But as long as it's not raining, I'm okay.
Wow.
Hey, Mark, we start off the show by saying our usual introductions to cities listening. I start off with Cannes. You know, last night was the last night of the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, so last night was closing?
Yeah.
Huh. So that goes, what, 7, 9, 10 days.
Yeah.
Weird that they close it on a Monday.
Yeah,
you know?
Isn't it? But speaking of that, one of the topics I was going to mention today was it's almost like the Cannes Film Festival came and went.
Well,
don't you usually hear more about it?
Well, I get the Times 7 days a week, so they've had something almost every day in the Times about the Cannes Film Festival, and then they've been doing things occasionally on the Today Show. They've been doing things on Entertainment Tonight occasionally, but you know they do it.
I
even mentioned to you yesterday, Matt, there was a front page article about the Cannes Film Festival yesterday because Phil Robertson from the Duck Dynasty was out there in Cannes.
Yeah, tell me about that. Are they shopping a film?
Yeah, well, no. Well, Phil Robertson is. It's a documentary.
Phil, that's the father, isn't he?
The old guy with the beard who was in Vietnam.
The father.
Yeah. He's shopping around a film, a documentary about – it's got nothing to do with Duck Dynasty. It's his own personal beliefs. I think there's something to do with religion and atheism.
None of them seem like they would be into that or even go, but he is the one out of all that would be the least expected to see there.
Well, that's what he says in the article. Yeah. He says, I'm the least one you'd expect to be here, but – this is so the world. You have to go and sell. They've got the film in the can, but they don't have a distributor. They don't have marketing. They don't have anything like that. So they're there on the court du jour doing what they can to find the buyers. It's a marketplace.
Could you imagine him walking around?
Right. I mean, everybody's got to be watching him because you know that the show's been on, I guess, what, about 5 years? With that look, I think that show's seen around the world.
Yeah.
So everybody knows who he is.
They got their name on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely everything. But anyhow, let's start off every show like we do every Tuesday morning with wishing happy birthdays.
Oh, good. I hope there's some good ones today.
There are some good ones. There's a lot of them. So sit down, buckle down, and make yourself comfortable.
Get your cup of coffee.
Yeah,
get your high chair, your easy chair, and enjoy the next 50 minutes.
And maybe a croissant.
This show provided to you, the viewers around the world, at no cost. Just sit back and soak it all in.
Soak it all in. Lisa Marie Presley, she is celebrating her birthday today, Mark.
I'd say 55.
Wow. You know, she was 14 when she met Elvis.
Yeah.
71 today.
Oh, 71.
Yeah,
wow.
71. 71 today.
That's right.
How about
this?
Tommy Chong.
Oh, yeah. He's got a big party in Hollywood today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They're going to be in Vegas, him and Cheech, at the Treasure Island.
Huh.
I wouldn't mind seeing them. But what's the party for?
It's for his birthday. It's his birthday party. It's today or tomorrow, I think.
Do you know how old?
Tomorrow. No, it didn't say how old he was.
What do you think?
I'd say he's, Okay, I'll say that's 30, 60. I'd say 70.
78.
Wow.
2 years away from 80. And Charles, right? I forgot his middle name. The dude that's in all those movies is real nasty looking. Charles something Riley.
Riley I know is Charles Nelson Riley.
Yeah, wasn't he in with Step Brothers with Will Ferrell? What's his guy's name?
I don't know.
You know who I'm talking about. The guy that's with, he was in Step Brothers with Will Ferrell.
John C. O'Reilly.
John C. O'Reilly.
Where's our our fact checker?
Yeah, where's our fact checker?
John C. O'Reilly.
He's taking in the big bucks to be the fact checker. Anyhow, how old do you think he is?
Oscar nominee, John C. O'Reilly.
How old do you think he is?
Oh, boy. I'm doing
that. He's 51.
Today. 51, okay.
But you know what? Who's 25 today, Mark? Charlotte Leticia Crosby. She's a reality star. From what story? What show? I don't know. Bob Saget, 59 today.
Bob Saget.
Derek Huff, who's now an actor. He's on some show, Derek Huff.
Not only 30. An actor, he's an Oscar, he's an Emmy winner. Multiple
Jill Duggar, 24
of the Duggar family, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Pink Sparkles, you know she's a YouTuber. 25, isn't she kind of old for that? To be a YouTuber.
How old? 25.
Yeah.
don't think so.
Candy Burris from Housewives of Atlanta, 39 today.
Boy, there's a lot of Housewives.
Yep, absolutely. Sam King, 19-year-old YouTuber. Enya, you know her. She's the singer, 54.
Wow.
Passenger, 31. Or Passenger.
What?
Passenger, he's a rock singer. He's 31 today. Craig Ferguson. Boy, I didn't like his show.
Craig Ferguson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the Celebrity Name Game.
Yeah, but I didn't like when he had the late night show. How old is he?
Hey, this is a good picture, first off, that I'm looking at from Karen.
Yeah?
It's a good picture. I don't see...
Why don't you show the audience, Mark, what picture you're looking at?
Oh, we were at the speakeasy on... we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
I don't want to start with
So anyhow, how old do you think Craig Ferguson is? Because he's
55.
He's younger than you, buddy. He's 53.
Okay.
Ashley Wilson. She's a cheerleader. She's 17.
Ashley Wilson,
yeah.
A cheerleader on what team?
Well, no team. She's just a cheerleader. This is what I'm saying from a couple weeks ago. She just got into the mix here. Sugar Ray Leonard. He looks pretty good for 59.
Sugar Ray Leonard?
Yep.
Wow.
Pretty
he had some event going on tonight, too, I think. Some big event at the Dolby Theater.
He retired 20 years ago.
Oh.
And Luann Lesseps. She's the Countess.
Oh, yeah, the Countess. From you got to say where she's from, Matt.
Yeah. From Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
How old?
50. Yeah. Boy,
Bill,
I'm
speaking of 60.
Terrible day today.
Yeah, you are. Speaking of 60, Bill Paxton, he's 60.
Well, now, see, Bill Paxton from like the Twister?
Yeah.
In Titanic?
Yeah, he looks good for his age.
I wouldn't have thought he was 60.
Yeah.
And the Alamo, right? No, not the Alamo. Yeah, he was in the Alamo.
He was in the, he was.
The one that was on History Channel.
Mm-hmm. And Mark Pagoulis, he's a YouTuber. Talk about old. This cat's 44.
Let me reply back to Karen.
44, now that is old for a YouTuber.
I agree.
And back on this day in 1957, 59 years ago today, John Lennon and his band, The Quarrymen, performed for the first time out of the back of a truck in downtown Liverpool.
This
was the first day that he met Paul McCartney. So 59 years ago today.
Wow.
Yeah, 1957. That's a long time ago. Jeez. That just seems like a real long time
ago. That's a lifetime ago.
Yeah, 59 years ago. I mean, John Lennon's gone 36 years, but McCartney, I mean,
I just read he just signed on to do some new virtual reality thing.
Yeah, he's on the cover of, I was at some store yesterday, he was on the cover of a couple of magazines. I didn't read what the...
He's got a long way ahead of him still. He's doing good, looking good. And
did you respond to Karen?
I did.
Let me see
good to go. That's a great picture. I like it.
Yeah.
So is that it for our birthdays?
That's it for the birthdays.
Wow.
That's a good picture.
It is a good picture.
I mean, that's...
Any other good picture? We'll get.
Oh,
into the
I know
what
you're talking about, the eyes. And you know what's surprising here, Mark?
I'm wearing my sunglasses,
and I'm not.
That's right.
Very surprising.
Very surprising.
You know what she was worried about? Her, how she looks, Mark.
Does she have? But can you see the red eyes in her?
Yeah, but they're yellow.
Okay.
Now the one in back of her looks like a zombie. Karen, are you listening? If you're listening, we apologize. But anyhow, the woman in back, you looks like a zombie.
Yeah.
Speaking of the zombies, in fact. So there's this other one next to you, but Stacy looks fine.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But everybody else's eyes look quirky.
Well,
even mine.
Huh.
But Stacy's are fine.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Damn. Yeah. The girl next to me is Allison. She's our contact person over there. Speakeasy.
Speaking of Allison and speakeasy and this past weekend at Santa Anita, Mark, don't you have a shout-out?
I do. This last weekend, first off, I want to thank Santa Anita Racetrack, the great race place in Arcadia, California, santaanita.com. What a great place. It's been there since 34, I believe, and we were lucky enough to return to Santa Anita last Saturday to watch the second stage of the Triple Crown races.
Second leg
of the Triple Crown races, the Preakness, Pimlico, Baltimore. And we are at the Santa Anita racetrack, which is great. The racetrack itself is fantastic, but we had the great pleasure of returning to the Chandelier Room. Chandelier Room is, I think, a hidden gem in Santa Anita.
I never knew it existed up until last year.
Yeah. And it's been there forever.
Yeah.
I remember my father-in-law was there doing volunteer work for the Breeders' Cup when it was there a few years ago. But, yeah, the Chandelier Room, has been there forever. But, you know, it looks brand new. They've renovated and cleaned it up. And
tell.
I don't know, but this place is great. So I thank Santa Anita for the invite to allow us to return again, because I love Santa Anita. And what a great place to watch the races.
Yep.
Okay. So they have their guest series, guest chef. Series there that brings the every event they have a special chef that comes in there from a restaurant
with a menu with
and
a fantastic
prepares
menu
the food and this food that they had the other night the other day. Great. I mean, the fried egg sandwich, you know, was fantastic.
And it looked beautiful. Yeah. It looked like a piece of art.
Right. It did.
It did. It looked like fantastic. A piece of art.
They had these desserts, these sugar cookies. Fantastic.
Yeah.
These sandwiches.
And the coconut macaroons.
Coconut macaroons.
And you're right, the sandwiches were fantastic.
The sandwiches were fantastic. I mean, everything they had there this last Saturday was just...
Did you catch the name of that band?
Boy, you know what? The guy came to us, and he introduced himself to us, and he invited us to come see him play at the Sofitel.
And didn't he give you his business card?
No, I gave him my business card. Right, he didn't get back to
me. But they were fantastic. So big shout out. I do apologize for not knowing the name right now, but big shout out to them. But the combination of the room, the chandelier room itself, the fine cuisine that they shared, the excellent music, the hospitality, but from the greeting from downstairs before we got in the elevator to the mezcal tequila tasting. I mean, everything was a notch above. I mean, we were lucky enough to get our usual little alcove where we like sitting.
Little booth,
like a little booth,
with hunt prints surrounding us. Had a couch, a chair with a plug in, so I was conducting business, plugging my phone in.
And in the chandelier room, they have convenient wagering nearby, so you don't have to exit the chandelier room and go to the multiple booths. They provide that with you right there, and it's just overall. Everything about it was impeccable,
but
fantastic.
To make it even better was we bumped into a business associate of ours that was over there, and it was great seeing her. The Harris brothers always bump into somebody.
Yep.
And we bumped into her. She was just getting a plate of food, and I thought I saw her earlier in the day.
So Karen. Did I, Karen.
And so anyway, she came to us and started talking, and then about an hour later, she comes over to us and introduces Allison Wright, I believe, another person that works with Santa Anita, and offered to take a tour through the suites. We said, great, fantastic, would love it. She came back about 20 minutes later with Karen and started taking us on to this new location right there in the back of the chandelier room. And we're entering through the back. We opened the secret passage door. It was kind of like out of a movie. She punched in the code. We opened the door. We walked through this one narrow, dark little hallway, punched another code, opened up another room, and there it is, the speakeasy room. Now, I have never heard.
That secret passageway was great, too. It was like
a
ghost town.
Disneyland.
Yeah, Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, ghost town-y.
And she opens the door, and here is the speakeasy, which is a cool,
small room.
Yeah. Little tables, couches, big bar.
A TV above.
I think it was a chandelier.
There was right in the center. TV right above the bar. So and one wagering, like an ATM
kiosk,
machine, a kiosk.
Or booth. Yeah.
Yeah. So once you're in the
speakeasy room,
you don't need to go elsewhere except for the bathroom, which is right when you exit the speakeasy. It's right there.
The temperature was perfect. It was nice and chilled.
It was
great music playing.
Very cool. Yeah, jazzy,
dimly lit.
So
big old bar.
Being invited to the chandelier room seems like it is the top of the top and can't get any higher than that. Then all of a sudden, there's this other little outlet.
Special private invitation to the speakeasy room.
Yeah, so it just seems like...
And I must say, ladies and gentlemen,
it gets better and better.
The champagne was flowing.
Yeah,
I mean, it was. We finished a glass, and then the bartender came back.
We didn't even have to go get a second. He greeted us.
Came back with champagne for everybody.
Yeah, so boy, it sure does feel great to be a tastemaker, Mark.
And a big, big shout out to Garfield Ricketts and to Katie Abbott and Santa Anita. SantaAnita.com. Social media is facebook.com/Santa Anita Park, twitter.com/Santa Anita Park, and there's always stuff going on at Santa Anita Park. For instance, this upcoming weekend, Memorial Day weekend, Matt, they're having the Santa Anita Carnival. It's from May 28th, May 29th, and May 30th. Free admission and parking to the infield for this carnival. Free parking is through Gate 6 off Colorado Boulevard. If you bring the kids, you can get unlimited rides for $15, or if you get it ahead of time online, $10 for unlimited rides at the carnival.
Wow.
Now, this is happening on the Saturday. Now, on Monday, Memorial Day, that's when they have the last day of the month, certain holidays throughout the year. They've got free general admission, or not free general admission. They've got dollar hot dogs, dollar drinks,
when
dollar beers.
Again?
What's that?
When?
Monday, Memorial Day at Santa Anita Park.
I might be there.
It's fantastic. So this is great. Next event, big event taking place at Santa Anita Park is Belmont Steaks, which is two weeks from this upcoming Saturday, which is going to be great. But unfortunately, we don't have a Triple Crown winner because Exaggerator won on Saturday.
Yep.
And a weird thing about it is yesterday it was all over the press that O'Neill had confirmed that that Nyquist will be running in the Belmont, but just announced today, Nyquist will not be in Belmont in 2 weeks.
Wow.
He's got a fever. Yeah, he's got a fever, so they're pulling him today from the Belmont Stakes, which is a drag because that's what makes racing that much more exciting when you've got the Triple Crown.
Well, it looks like it's going to be Exaggerated then, so Exaggerated is going to take two of the three.
Yeah.
Go figure that. And came close, could have won the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Hey, how about that? Well, but anyhow.
So, again, thanks Santa Anita.
Yep.
SantaAnita.com, the great race place and a jewel in beautiful, lovely Arcadia, California.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, speaking about racing, Royal Ascot's coming up pretty soon.
June 14th,
and what is special happening? Are they going to show it on TV for the first time?
NBC's covering it for the first time.
So I think there's a wardrobe. You have to wear, I think, a hat.
Well, not just a hat, Matt. A top hat.
A top hat, yeah.
Top hat.
For the top hat, yeah.
And morning suits for men and gentlemen. You can wear either the gray or the blue, or the black, I should say.
How about
say.
That? I think it's a little bit over the top. I'd like to attend this. Any chance that Tastemakers and could Garfield Ricketts extend a request?
For us to make the trip all the way to London, to England, we've got to have more stuff than just going to Royal Ascot.
Right.
So,
so that's in June, I think.
Yeah, it's June 14th, I think, or the
20th. NBC is going to be showing it?
No, NBC is going to be showing it. Yeah, NBC.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you see what we just got from Production Center?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So that's good.
Yeah, that's great.
Big shout-out to one of our clients, RanchOrganics.com, for participating in our upcoming FSB's Gifting Suite taking place at the W Hotel in Hollywood. This is one of our gifting suites that we host throughout the year. So we'll be doing this at the W Hotel during SB Week. So
July 12th, and it's the Wild Creation Celebrity Gifting Suite during SB Award Week.
So big shout-out to Ranch Organics. Check them out at www.ranchorganics.com.
They've got the best soap. They've got the best lotions and potions. I use this stuff on my hands and my face all the time.
From Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Wow. That's
Isn't that
a great sounding place.
And I think, Mark, it was still snowing there last week.
Wow.
Yeah. But I love how that sounds. Steamboat Springs. And they make it in the – she does all her products in her barn.
Can't
she manufactures everything in the barn. So big shout-out to RanchOrganics.com. Now, what is this I heard last week, Mark, about LeBron James signing a billion-dollar contract with Nike?
Yeah, a lifetime. So
25 million.
How old is he now?
He's, I think, 30 or 31.
Okay. So you figure he's got a good 45 years ahead of him.
So that's $25 million a year for the next 40 years.
Yeah. And, after a while, I think the guy's going to get sick and tired of Nike because he's going to have, Nikes everywhere. He's going to be talking about Nikes, Nike shoes, hats, shirts, T-shirts, headbands. I mean, it's going to be Nike. He blitzed the rest of his life. But $1 billion is $1 billion.
Yeah, that'll set up his family for the rest of his life. Supposedly, his son, who's only 10, they're already predicting to be the number one draft pick in about 10 years.
Wow.
How crazy is that? Is that crazy or
New
what?
New Jersey call just came in.
I'll be damned. Hopefully
I'm sorry. Did not.
Oh.
Wrong one.
Well, okay. Anyhow. Hopefully, she's listening.
This is insane. Mo.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, that's absolutely unbelievable.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, the Harris Brothers are always conducting business, even here during the show. But great thing about this, and we forgot to mention this, Matt, if you're anywhere near a TV right now, put on, on the West Coast.
Yeah, on the West Coast.
The West Coast, go to A&E. And you can watch the Harris Brothers in it's classic Harris Brothers today on storage. Where you've got three episodes
for the next 12 minutes, and then we come on again at 12.
12:30.
12:30.
Yeah. So if you're anywhere near a TV, you can still listen to us on the radio. Put on A&E, one of our best episodes. The Shrining is on as we speak.
Yeah.
But if you miss it because there's only 12 minutes to go, we're on again at 12:30, folks.
And we have speaking of the horse races from the Santa Anita to the Chandelier Room to Royal Ascot. This is the trifecta, as you said. We're on.
Yeah.
Three episodes today, as well as on the radio as we speak. And later today, if you need an extra dose of us, catch us at First Run TV, The World of Wild.
I like to call it Classic Storage Wars.
Classic Storage Wars. So what do you think about all this to do, Mark, about the Kelly Ripa thing and Michael
I don't know. I thought it was over weeks ago, though. It's no big deal.
He is all over. Do you know, on ABC, they're having all these game shows on.
And that's great.
Yeah.
Classic
but
game shows.
He's going to be one of the hosts.
Yeah.
Boy.
Well, you know how it is. Why
Alec
don't you get
Baldwin,
out there?
Steve Harvey, and him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get out, and great thing about Alec Baldwin, and shout out to him, is all the money he's making, he's donating it to charity.
Fantastic. So, back to Michael Strahan. You gave me that new GQ yesterday, whole page ad in there about the Michael Strahan.
At Penny's, attire. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I checked out that wardrobe he's got at Penny's.
Isn't it comparable to Ryan Seacrest?
It looks very similar.
Yeah.
You know, very similar.
I think they're the same price range,
yeah.
too.
But, you know, once you get rolling, as far as branding, you know, he's branded himself now, that there's no stopping you.
Speaking of Ryan Seacrest, did you see any of the Billboard Awards the other day? And I mentioned Ryan Seacrest because he always does the red carpet.
He always does the red carpet for Billboard?
I think this was the first year they did the red carpet.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
I saw the Madonna thing and tribute to Prince. I thought it was kind of weird because, you know, she started off singing the Sinead O'Connor song that was written by Prince.
Yeah.
And, you know, she sang it so slow. I got to say, it took me a while to figure out what song that was.
Wow.
Did you see her singing it?
I did.
Yeah.
Well, I knew right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But interesting show, but I don't know. It just doesn't pique my curiosity. The show, it's just not interested. Britney Spears comes out and her lip syncing was terrible. Yeah. I thought it was just terrible.
That's what she's known for. But, you know, back to this Strahan and Kelly Ripa thing. I still can't believe that he was on the show for 4 years. But so they don't know who they're getting as a replacement, but she's got a different co-host every day. Today was Fred Savage.
Which is what they did. Fred Savage?
Yeah.
The guy from the Wonder Years?
Yeah. Well, he's on your show, isn't he? Or he's on Grandfathered, or not
Fred Savage?
He's on the one with Rob Lowe.
The Grinder. I don't watch that.
Yeah. Well, I don't watch it either, but I know when you just said Fred Savage, like, wow, who the hell, where's he been?
Yeah.
But Scott Baio was recently in the news recently about politics, saying if you don't like, did you hear him mention politics recently having to do with Trump?
Scott Baio?
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot what it was, but I heard his name mentioned. I'm thinking, boy, that's a name from the past.
Wow. Scott Baio, yeah. Well, he had that reality show a little while ago, didn't he?
Yeah. A couple years ago.
All right, well, this is a great event we're attending tomorrow, and it's at the Queen Mary, which I love the Queen Mary. We've been to the brunch, Sunday brunch is fantastic.
Great brunch.
The ship itself is fantastic. It's classic. I mean, it's, excuse me.
Great brunch.
But the art of Winston Churchill is coming to the Queen Mary, and for those of our younger view.
Did you just say the art?
Of Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill was a well-known painter. Whenever he traveled, he would bring his easel with him and his painting supplies, and he'd always paint to give him relaxation. So the Queen Mary.
Mo.
Oh, take it then if you can.
Not call, just an email.
Okay, great. Business. Again, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, conducting business over here. But the art of Winston Churchill is going to be at the Queen Mary. And in connection, in combination with a new documentary about the Queen Mary 80th anniversary of her maiden voyage. It's a one-hour documentary that's going to be on
paperwork.
On television later next month, I believe here in the States and in England. And so they're running the documentary at the Queen Mary tomorrow. The Harris brothers were happy to be there tomorrow. Not only to watch this great documentary about the Queen Mary. Again, I'm going to keep bragging about the Queen Mary in a little bit because, man, I have been going there since we were kids. And the fact
that... And it used to be free when we were going there.
Well, back when we were kids.
Like everything. I mean, everything was free back then.
Not only just a couple of great things here. We're attending the Queen Mary tomorrow, by the way, thequeenmary.com. We're attending the Queen Mary for this thing. We're seeing this great documentary. I think some of the artwork is already on display right now for The Art of Winston Churchill. But on top of all that, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have the great pleasure and honor to meet Randolph Churchill. Now, Randolph Churchill is the great-grandson of Prime Minister Winston Churchill, the greatest prime minister of all time in England. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, you know, Matt and I, we meet an eclectic bunch of people. Vicente Fox from President of Mexico, Prince Albert of Monaco, Brian Mulroney of
Canada,
celebrities, politicians, astronauts, Buzz Aldrin. This is a great thing to meet Randolph Churchill. I mean, the great-grandson of Winston Churchill. So I can't say this enough how fantastic this is going to be. It's going to be a great day tomorrow, a great event. Again, tomorrow's just a media day. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not asking you to get to the Queen Mary tomorrow. Go on Thursday. Go on Friday. Go on Saturday. Go on Sunday. Check out the Queen Mary. Their Sunday brunch is second to none. I know that Matt and I were there a few years ago. And it's held in the Grand... the Grand Food Hall that was first class dining room when the Queen Mary sailed the seven seas. Or actually, not the seven seas. They probably sailed only the six seas, or maybe even five seas. Who knows? That's a good question to ask people at the Queen Mary tomorrow when we go. But the Sunday brunch is great. The place is great. And they did have a great Princess Diana exhibit. I'm not sure if that's still there. If they're making.
How about the hotel too?
They got the Queen Mary hotel.
Yeah. You know, like to spend the night there one of these days.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, sure.
Funny thing was, Blake. I mentioned that hotel, and Blake said they got a hotel there. Yeah. I said, yeah, they got a hotel there. So this is a great place. TheQueenMary.com. 80th maiden voyage anniversary documentary. It's going to be aired on TV. Excuse me, folks. I don't know what channel it's going to be. And it's
probably History
or Smithsonian. I think maybe it's Smithsonian or Discovery. And it's The Art of Winston Churchill, coming soon. Randolph Churchill, the great grandson of the Winston Churchill, is going to be there. But I'm looking forward to this thing. Tomorrow we are attending. So get out there. If you haven't booked your brunch reservations, call the Queen Mary. Go to queenmary.com and have brunch. It's a great place to have brunch, especially with Father's Day coming up. Because I think when we were there, we were there for Father's Day.
No, it wasn't Father's Day because
For our birthday.
It was for our birthday. But the Queen Mary is a great place. Only thing is, it's just a little far from where we are both living. There's always traffic. But the good thing about it is, when you finally get there, even though you've been in traffic for an hour and a half, it's worth it when you get there, because the ship itself is fantastic. We were there last year when the did you just mention that Queen Elizabeth?
I didn't mention.
There last year, we had the pleasure of being invited to take a tour of the ship, and we also checked out the Queen Mary while we were there as well. So we get the double dip, the double dose. We get the Queen Mary and the Queen Elizabeth, which is fantastic. Brunch is great. Very much excited about attending tomorrow.
Yep.
This is, you know, Mark and I attend things all the time. We have the pleasure of getting invited to this, that, and the other thing. You know, there's red carpet here, there's red carpet, there's movie premiere, there's a launch party here, but this is something totally different and unique.
And then
totally
also
different.
Thursday night, they're having the Grand Gala. It's like a gala dinner welcoming Randolph Churchill. And this, I think, is available to the public. So I think tickets are still for sale. Go to queenmary.com and look into it. But again, it's a great place to enjoy a bygone era, you know, the an era long gone, but just a lot of fun, a lot of history. So contact them. And actually, on top of in the Queen Mary, I think one of the restaurants is the Churchill Grill. So that's kind of cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So lots of stuff going on.
So, another big shout out, Mark, to another brand that's going to be participating in our upcoming Emmy gifting seat, RevCalm. Check them out at Rev, RevCalm, RevCalm, which is a
wonderful.
Plus,
they're going to be in our Kardashian gift bag, I believe, right?
Kris Jenner.
The Jenner sisters.
We are providing the Jenner sisters
Kylie
and Kendall. Yeah. With all the coolest brands, whether it's fragrance, whether it's jewelry, whether it's attire, what have you. Yeah, so we're providing the two girls, not the mom, it's the Jenner gift bag, but Kendall and Kylie. But anyway, RevCalm, RevCalm, RevCalm.com. Another cool brand participating in that gift bag, as well as our Emmy gifting suite. So still plenty of time to get involved with any of these events, and a great marketing platform to be involved in.
And speaking about plenty of time, you still got 3 minutes to get to a TV and catch our next episode of Storage Wars, Classic Storage Wars on A&E. Comes on in 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes.
Fun stuff, right?
You can never get enough. How about that, Mark? The trifecta.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, and have the trifecta. We're on the radio show right now live.
So, boy, if you're a fan, you could be listening to us and you could download this anyhow. So the 12:30 episode, you could be listening
that,
to us.
Right. How about that event we attended at the Burbank Airport last week?
Fantastic. The luxury event?
Yeah.
The EMC luxury event?
EMC, which is the Estate Managers
Coalition.
Consortium.
Oh, I thought it was Coalition.
Coalition, Consortium, whatever you want to call it. But it was taking place at Avjet. Headquarters in Burbank Airport. Avjet, that's AV Jet. This is private jet. You know, it's kind of like you need to fly from here to Vegas, here to Rio, here to New York, here to Palm Beach, avjet.com, and hop on their G5s. They had a G5. Was it G5 or G4?
G450
last week.
I guess that's in between the G4 and the G5.
Which is fantastic. So we got to go on board this thing by way of the Rolls Royce and the Lamborghini. They had the most expensive Lamborghini. I think it was $1.5 million. Do you know what the name of that Lamborghini is, by the way?
I don't know, but I just deleted that email from Mo. But the good thing is, I made a copy of what we need to.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Well, how in the world did you do that, man?
Because on the iPhone, the delete is where the button is to push.
Wow.
But anyhow, I don't know the name of the that Lamborghini, but I got to tell you, you know, I'm a Lamborghini guy, right, Mark?
Yes.
But I sitting in this thing, I tell you. I love it. It's hot. It's cool. But just getting out, I tell you, you almost need a crane to get out. You know,
I'm forwarding an email right now. But let's hear about the event.
The event was fantastic. First, like you said, it was in the hangar, which is also the offices for Avjet. But this was a mega hangar that, I mean, you get inside.
It was huge.
I think probably five jets could fit. I mean, we're not talking jumbo jets. We're talking Lear jets like G4, G3, G5s. But at least five of them could have fit in there. So you walk in and talk about impressive. In the distance, you see the G5 out there with the red carpet leading to the stairs to come on board. Next to that is a Rolls-Royce Phantom. Next to that is the Lamborghini, which I'm surprised I don't know the name of the Lamborghini that was there. But
where's our fact checker?
Fact checker.
The million dollar Lamborghini.
Is he sleeping?
Hey, you know what I like? What I really liked when we got to the Avjet event down there in Burbank Airport or Bob Hope Airport. The champagne immediately when you walk in. Nothing better than when you're greeted by champagne.
We love that.
You know? And then this is a great place, too. These luxury events are a great opportunity for people to try and sample gourmet foods that you normally wouldn't. I've had, what's that called? The duck liver. It's foie gras.
Foie gras.
I've had foie gras in the past, and I just don't like it. I'm not a foie gras eater. They had this specially whipped up. It tasted almost like a mousse, a chocolate
Blake
mousse.
What he's fact checking.
The Lamborghini. Yeah. What's the million-dollar Lamborghini name? And there was something else I asked the fact checker for.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Mark, we might have to replace him.
Yeah. So the foie gras, and then there was the duck. No, it was the duck sandwich. The duck.
It was cold duck. The foie gras tastes like chocolate mousse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fine whipped up chocolate mousse.
And everything here, gourmet as they may have been, I think it was all vegan as well.
Could be.
Yeah.
But you can't beat the cheese and crackers with the pistachio nuts. They had this, you know, I had their business cards. I should have brought up here and mentioned them. But the cheese and the crackers and the pistachio nuts, boy, I was just chowing.
And I know you already mentioned it again, but being greeted with a glass of champagne. Do we know what was the champagne that they were pouring? Where's the fact checker?
Well, he doesn't know that because he wasn't there. And what about those cupcakes we had and those sugar cookies,
Oh, the sugar cookies?
Wasn't that something?
Now, this is another one of the great things about being a tastemaker, getting invited to these type of cool things. But champagne, foie gras, cupcakes. But,
and the sandwich, it was the cracker with the duck. It was not the cold duck. It sounds like a
cold duck. It does. It does sound like a.
It was duck.
But how about
cracker.
How about that jet? That Avjet? Because we've been on jets before that you weren't very happy with. We won't, you know. But anyhow, this particular jet could seat 12, I think, but comfortably.
Yeah, comfortably.
Comfortably, and they had a nice complement of. I don't want to say snacks because they're above snacks. I mean, it was.
Let me read the candle email.
But anyhow, you walk on the plane, and it was like you were almost like sitting in a Rolls Royce to take off. I mean, the luxury.
No dice.
Luxury seats, fantastic champagne on the plane as well. We got to check out the cockpit. Could we have taken a picture sitting in the seats?
I think I did take, I took a picture of the cockpit.
Yeah, I know that, but could we have sat in there?
Sure, why not? We're not going to start the thing.
Didn't even think about that. That would have been a good, I know we took pictures sitting in the Lambo.
Yeah, that was great. So that we did on Thursday, and then on Sunday, we went to the Women's Expo, but we first went to the World Dog Day.
Yeah,
presented by Lisa Vanderpump.
You know her from the Housewives of Beverly
deadbeat
Hills.
Husband, Ken.
Easy.
Well, he's
everybody.
A very pompous-looking guy, you know?
He's rich and he's old.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And he's English.
Oh, okay.
So you put all
stodgy.
Those...
Yeah.
Stodgy. You put that all together, and what do you
But
get?
This is great, because it was... I didn't even know there's a thing called the World Day, Dog Day World Event.
I remember from last year.
All the dogs, these great dogs, everywhere you look, everybody's bringing their dog. The St. Bernards, the Goldens, the little ones, and it was a fun day. I'll say it was a fun day in the park, because it was in the park.
Lance Bass was there. We didn't have the opportunity to meet him. We walked the red carpet, then he came later. Ken was there, of course, with Linda Vanderpump, Lisa Vanderpump.
I must say, though, Ken looked, he was dressed not very nice, not impressive.
He looked like, I don't want to say hobo, but we also bumped into him last week. One of our favorite places in Beverly Hills to have lunch is the Brighton
Coffee Shop.
Yeah, very small place.
I love it.
Yeah.
My favorite, not my favorite place, but I like Masters, but one of my favorite places in Beverly Hills because it's an old-fashioned, it's got to be 50, 60 years old, a coffee shop at the corner
I think 40, 1948.
Of Brighton Way and what's that other street there?
Camden, I think.
Okay, Camden, right. It is Camden.
Yeah.
And, you know, meatloaf. Chicken sandwich,
for $10, for
$10,
you get a great sandwich. For $9, you get a half a sandwich, potato salad, and soup.
Great.
Or for $10, you get a whole sandwich and French fries.
And we're right across the street from Villa Blanca, which is owned by Lisa Vanderpump.
And speaking of which, we were sitting eating al fresco like we like to.
Love it. Love the Brighton Cafe. Yeah, and coffee shop.
Here comes the brand new Bentley right across the street from us.
Top up.
Top up, and Ken was driving it. And it seems like every time we're in Beverly Hills, we always seem to see him. But he got out of the car with his notebook, goes into Villa Blanco, like he usually does. He has a little table inside where he like checks things out. He walked out of like the exit, crossed the street, and sat at a table two tables over from us. It's like he was spying on his employees.
Right, and there was a table that was clean. He didn't even sit at the clean table. He sat at the dirty table.
Yeah, and boy, was he giving us the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Brighton, I want to say Brighton Beach Memoirs.
Brighton Coffee Shop.
Brighton Coffee Shop.
Great place.
One of our favorite places.
Camden and Brighton Way in Beverly Hills. And I can't say it enough. You can't find some place like that in Beverly Hills.
No.
And it's right in the heart of the triangle.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was great.
Yeah. So I'm looking at last week's Friday's New York Times. You get the New York Times, right?
Yeah, I didn't get it on Sunday, though.
But the quality of this paper. But look at this whole page ad for Ralph Lauren. But have you noticed and appreciated the quality of the paper, Mark?
Yeah.
It's not like the cheap LA Times. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, you're right.
It's beautiful. Yeah. But look at that ad.
But you know what, though, man? This is not the same type of Times you're going to get in New York. It's not going to be this quality. It's on this quality here because they're printing it here. It's a separate. It's a franchise or distribution thing here in L.A. Yeah. When you buy newspapers
here. Look
at
a picture of Lady Gaga with Elton John.
She looks different in everything she does. Different. What's that for? What event is that for?
It's they're partnering to do some for Macy's.
Oh, great.
Join Macy's again, branding. Lady Gaga for the launch of Love Bravery by Lady Gaga and Elton John. Marketing again and cross-branding and so forth.
So what it's all about.
One of the things I absolutely love about it. See, I know you read the obituaries on a daily basis, which is sad in my opinion. I love the New York Times because they've got a great wedding announcement section. And it's funny because I'm watching the this movie, this with Zac Efron and Robert De Niro, Bad Grandpa or whatever, Dirty Grandpa. He's getting Zac Efron's fiance. He's like, we've got to get in the New York Times vow section. We have to have, you know, because it's a whole three paragraphs for every person. So anyhow, it's kind of interesting.
First off, let me correct you when you say I read the obituaries. I don't read the obituaries. It's in the California section of the LA Times. And as I'm getting to the weather, you pass through there. And it's not the obituaries to hear, you know, Grandpa Joe or whatever. It's I want to see what the famous people have passed away, because every day there's somebody famous that passed away, whether it be a Nobel Prize winner, a poet, an actor, a media mogul,
look
a titan.
Three whole pages of vows.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a big social thing. Yeah. I guess it's a big social thing.
Yeah, but we used to have that here in L.A., but they don't have that in the Times anymore.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to say half of them, but probably 10% of everybody in here, it's men getting married.
Men getting married to men?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, this is 2016, you know. But anyhow, I love the paper. You read the LA Times and the ink gets on your fingers.
Yeah, of course. And it always has.
Yeah.
You just have to go and wash it like you always do.
Yeah.
But as we were talking about food a minute ago, we recently rediscovered Cassell's. Cassell's Burgers.
Yeah.
Now, back in the 80s, I worked in another lifetime. It was when I was in mortgage banking. I worked at the Cowell Company, the world-famous Cowell Company at the corner of 6th and Vermont. It's all Koreatown now. And the Cowell Tower now has been transformed into a new high-end condos, which is great. I'm glad they didn't destroy the building. But right. I worked there at the Cowell Company for 8 years, and which is just down the street from the old Ambassador Hotel,
yep.
The original Brown Derby.
About 10 minutes from downtown L.A.
Yeah, great location.
Bullock's Wilshire. Is that the Miracle Mile?
No, that's not the Miracle Mile. This is before the Miracle Mile. This is what they call Mid-Wilshire. And there was a place across the street from the Cowell Company called Cassell's Burgers. It had been there since 1948. Old-fashioned burger place. They grind their own hamburger. Great old-fashioned burger joint. And over the years, Matt and I had gone there because it was still there, but declining health. The place was declining. I mean, it was just
nobody ever
run
there.
Down. Nobody went
one
there
person,
anymore.
One person at a time.
You know? So eventually closed about 5 years ago, I guess. And so I recently discovered it had opened up again in the new refurbished Hotel Normandy on the corner of 6th and Normandy in the Mid-Wilshire District. And we were driving around on Sunday when we were going to all these different events. And I said, let's go to Cassell's for lunch. I'm not even sure if it's open on Saturday or on Sunday, because it was open on Sunday years ago at the old location. But now since it's in the Hotel Normandy, maybe it will be. So we pulled up. Boy, what a hidden jewel again. All renovated. The Hotel Normandy, all renovated. This is one of those places you hear that Al Capone stayed there when he was visiting L.A. in the
30s. Never even knew there was a Normandy Hotel.
Right. And they redid the whole place. It looks hip, cool, trendy. First floor, and they've got the original menu there, right?
Saved that. It's up on. There's a counter. You could eat at the counter or the
bar.
Which
we did.
Yeah.
And so we each ordered the burger. I ordered mine well done with the cheddar. Matt ordered his medium well with Swiss. And we had their famous potato salad.
That they make on site. For
spicy.
$1. Spicy because they put the horseradish in.
Well, their famous thing. It's spicy potato salad.
They also make the mayonnaise there.
Yeah, right.
$1.50 for the order.
And a big order, packed solid.
I couldn't finish it.
No. Fantastic. And this is not a paid endorsement.
Yeah, no
fantastic
way.
Fantastic burger. Fantastic potato salad. Great, hip, cool, trendy place, Cassell's, C-A-S-S-E-L-L-S, Cassell's Burgers. So what a treat to see that they're still around. What a treat to have it on Sunday.
Yeah, what a treat.
En route to downtown L.A.
En route
Sunday.
To downtown L.A. Hey, did you see the season finale last week for Damien?
Yeah, loved it.
Yeah.
I like it now because he's finally turned over. He realizes who he is and what his mission is.
Some of these shows on TV now, boy, they are getting good. How about did you see the finale for a Bates Motel last week.
Great.
Another good one, right?
Well, like Sam Rubin always says, this is the new golden age of Hollywood.
Right?
So, Selfridge's the other night.
Yeah, last week, Bates Motel, fantastic. Damien, fantastic. You said that Selfridge's ended, the season ended, not just the series finale, fantastic. And then a new show started last night, The Bachelorette.
Right, which we'll get to that in a second.
Oh,
but
boy.
Back to other shows that they're on right now. You know, I just became sucked into Silicon Valley on HBO.
Oh, yeah,
great.
I love it. Yeah.
Veep on HBO.
Oh, so
great.
You like that, huh?
I love it. Yep. It's all a bunch of one-liners and zingers, and it's pretty crass. Great. Love it. On Showtime, Dice. Love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Love
it. Good stuff, man.
You know, there's all this great stuff on TV. And then Bachelorette comes back yesterday. Now, Matt and I have a partnership. Well, we had a partnership with ABC and what was the production company? Next Productions by Mike Fleiks. But anyhow, Matt and I did the gifting for
The Bachelor Wedding.
It was Molly and Jason. I don't know how many years ago that was. And so we were at the wedding and we did the gifting and anyhow. And then we also did something for the Bachelor Pad.
For two seasons, right?
So last night was the premiere of Bachelor Pad or Bachelorette.
Bachelorette.
My gosh, it got sillier and dumber and
kind of
wackier
than
it's ever been before. I mean, wacky. One guy comes up wearing a kilt. One guy comes up dressed in a Santa Claus. A guy comes riding in on a unicorn. A guy comes in with a couple of blue balls, and he hands them to her and says, "You can squeeze my balls." I mean, just silly, dumb stuff. And not to mention, usually they have the cream of the crop as far as men go. Some of these guys are just nothing to look at.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, you know, nothing to look at. And
but she was. She sure was.
Oh, yeah. The guys, though.
Yeah, I know.
She was a looker.
Saying, but, she makes up for them, boy.
You know, I mean. Now, and then, not to mention, I never TV the first episode of a show, because I like to watch it live to see what's going on. But this is a show you have to TiVo.
Yep.
6 minutes in, they're at a commercial. Then they go to 4 minutes of commercials. They come back, and there's another 7 minutes before they go to another 4 minutes of commercials.
Yeah. I was really under the impression that they were starting Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case, huh? Because usually they go right from Dancing with the Stars to that to the next.
By the way, tonight's the season finale of Dancing with the Stars. So, you know, it's going to go the way I called it from day one. The deaf guy is the winner.
I only watched one episode.
Or he's going to be the winner, in my opinion.
I only watched the one episode. And I even watched the whole episode, but I did see him dancing. And I said he's
the best.
Going to win.
Well, last night's episode, Matt, they all said this is the best dance in the 19 seasons that they've ever seen.
And he did the dancing?
He did the dance.
And he's got the handicap. He can't hear the music. That is unbelievable. I want to give a big shout-out, Mark, to Twisted Apparel Clothing. Cool stuff. Hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, and so forth. Twisted Apparel. Check them out at www.getalittletwisted.com. I like that website. It's kind of like country stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're from Texas.
Right.
And they got like the what do you call it? The branding.
The iron branding iron.
Yeah. So www.getalittletwisted.com.
I love the hoodie. We each got a hoodie. I wear the hoodie all the time.
Yeah. I love when, most of the time, Mark, I'd say whenever our clients are involved with our events, I mean, we use all their product, actually, but it's great when we can wear them, whether it's a watch or a hat or a t-shirt or something, or sunglasses, which we're wearing right now, that we get to wear out. But if it's skincare, we use that on our own or share it with our wives, what have you. But that's another great thing when you partner with the Harris Brothers and the Kings of Swag for any of our events. We get to self-promote it as well for ourselves and your brand. So if you haven't done so yet, and if you're listening and you're thinking about getting involved, it's a good opportunity, a fantastic marketing platform to showcase, promote, market, and the word I like to use, celebritize your brand. Use our platform to get your product into the hands of the celebrities, and who knows what will happen next. So www.wowcreationsmedia.com. Hey, Mark, those clouds are getting a little closer. Hopefully it's not going to dump by the time we get out of here.
Right, right. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Reading something here.
I see people are wearing their jackets, and it looks like I might see some umbrellas getting taken out there as well.
Yeah. They're passing.
They're passing.
They're passing.
Yeah, all right.
And, all right. But anyhow, great. We're on for another 15 minutes, and then you can catch us again at 12:30 on the A&E Network. You know, and I can't say this enough, SanAnita.com, thanks so much. Santa Anita Park, you know, it's a great place to go, a great place to watch races. Sit there. They've got Clocker's Corner. You can go there and see the ponies trying out in the morning, their trials, have some breakfast. They've got the clubhouse. They've got the Front Runner Restaurant. They've got Sunday brunch for Father's Day on June 19th. Free admission and parking on multiple days of the year. They've got the Gold Cup at Santa Anita Saturday, June 25th. Breeders' Cup Challenge is coming there later this year. They've got the Carnival going on this week, the Belmont Stakes in a couple weeks. I mean, there's stuff going on constantly. Phone number for information is 626-574-7223, SantaAnitaPark.com. Follow them on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Call to make reservations for Sunday brunch. They've got a Thoroughbred card. You can become a member of the Thoroughbred Club. You get discounts when you go. So, again, you can't beat Santa Anita unless you're going to the Queen Mary.
And, Mark, you know how we like to partner with people? We like to align ourselves with certain brands and just integrate ourselves. We didn't mention that we just recently became members of the advisory board for the Encinitas International Short Film Festival. So, and also, Roost, another company that's out of Silicon Valley, is given some consideration about bringing us on as advisors as well. So lots of fun stuff going on. Again,
there's always stuff going on. Branding, rebranding, Ziggits, right? Ziggits.com?
Right.
Z-I-G-G-I-T-T-S.com?
I believe that's it, yeah.
They're recently coming on board in one of our gifting suites. They're going to be in our Generous Sisters gift bag. Ziggits.com, you know, right. So, again, thanks for the Queen Mary. We're going to have a great day tomorrow going to this thing. I mean, this is going to be a lot of fun. And again, you've got still 12 minutes of the Harris Brothers on Storage Wars. And then if you have to go out and get some lunch or take a break or get some drinks or whatever you want, catch us again at 12:30.
Have you ever heard of Ashley Turner?
Ashley Turner.
She's the one I was talking to you about yesterday. She's the physical trainer guru. She's pretty young.
Oh, that's right.
Turner's her name. I think she's like in her early 30s. She's getting across the world, like we were just talking moments ago, about aligning your brand, your name with products, celebrities, and people.
Is she the next big brand thing?
I guess so. But that's great. That's all cool for her. And I always say to you, get what you can when you can. But, you know, when you join a membership at a gym you know, you pay $100 a month or $30 a month or whatever. I think Equinox is $180. Ashley Turner has a chain of, I think, 8 gyms throughout the country. $900 a month to be a member.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
Well, yeah, that's crazy. And I never even heard of her before.
Yeah. Well, Carrie, my wife, she's heard of her. But between the two of us, it's very surprising, especially how we dabble in brands across the board and introduce to this, that, and the other thing. But I've never heard of her before. I saw her on some show last week. But 800, I mean, what do you get for, I mean, that's like country club money, you know?
Yeah, that's some money. That's for dang sure.
I mean, $900 a month. What do you get for it? You get to work in the gym.
Yeah, you got to wonder. I mean, well, I guess it's those who have disposable income that they've got everything they have or they need. They don't need anything else, but they want to have a good fancy gym to go to, right?
You know, right. And a lot of people want – that's how you get – you make it very selective. You put the price really, really high. Have a jar of peanut butter that's $24. Or that bottle of water, it's H2O – I forget, H2O Bling.
Yeah.
It's $25 for a bottle. That's $25 for a bottle of water.
Well, it's a crazy world we live in, you know, crazy world we live in. But so today you're getting your complete dose of the Harris Brothers here on the Tastemakers at LATalkRadio.com. You got three episodes of us on Storage Wars. By the way, tonight is the season finale of Storage Wars at 10 p.m. on A&E. So
do we make it? Are we on it?
Who knows? The season's over again.
Damn.
So then after today, and you've had your blast of us with three episodes, and you've got the radio show, and you go to a website, wahcreationsmedia.com. Send us an email at wahcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We just got a Facebook request from one of our fans in Rhode Island. They asked for a autograph. Mm-hmm. So if you want an autograph from us.
And there's no charge, Mark. Yeah. I just saw last week, what's her name, Maria or Mary, whatever, Paladin. On store. She's charging $25 for an autograph.
Wow. Not us.
$25.
Free. And also 24/7, 365 at your laptop, desktop, iPad, iPhone, Android. The world of WOW with the Harris Brothers on www.firstrun.tv. We're running around the clock, around the world, anytime you want. Just like this show. If you miss an episode, go to latalkreader.com, Channel 2, the Harris Brothers, Tastemakers, and you could download any episode that we've done in the last 3 years and go back and just have a fun time. No cost.
If you only caught the last 10 minutes of this show, no big deal. Go to the start. Here it is.
This is free entertainment. Free entertainment. Just sit back, get a nice big cozy chair, get a nice hot cup of espresso or cappuccino, sit down there, relax, and just soak it all in, ladies and gentlemen. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for buying our brands. Thanks for following us on Facebook.com/WOW Creations, Twitter.com/WOW Hollywood, Flickr, LinkedIn, MySpace. MySpace, yeah. Snapchat.
Oh, I think we just created a Vine thing.
Vine. You know, we're everywhere. We're
Periscoping.
Periscoping, Facebooking, Fine Check Lifestyles Magazine.
We're out there, kids.
Avant Garde Magazine, we're a Roman columnist. So, you know, as
stuff,
Pitbull
baby,
always
stuff.
Says, oh, yeah. Life is short, right?
Yep.
So make every day count, and every day above ground is a great day. Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good day, and we'll see you next time.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.